Today we celebrate one of the most central feasts in our calendar that we remind ourselves of every day with the prayer of the Angelus. That is the Annunciation of the Lord toward the Most Holy Blessed Virgin Mary and the Incarnation of the Word in the chaste womb of our Blessed Lady. It is at this point that the Son of God, the divine second person of the Blessed Trinity, takes on our human nature, becomes man in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, without any confusion of the two natures, and yet they remain forever, both natures. Perhaps the most intense mystery of the economy of our salvation, most difficult to understand, yet it is real. And we've just heard in this gospel passage the account of that very event, which is the central event. Well, it is that which leads to the central event of our salvation, our redemption. It is this that prepares the way for our redemption. Our Lord came, as we see in the second reading here from the letter to the Hebrews, to take human form so that he could suffer for us, that he could, by the shedding of his blood, redeem us from our sins. And it is this is the feast we celebrate today at this moment where this took place, the incarnation of the Word. Our Lord, the Son of God, takes upon himself our human nature in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Through her, we say in the Creed, which we will profess in just a few moments, he became incarnate of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He didn't just simply take up his place in her womb. He took his nature, human nature, from her. Venerable Maria de Agreda recounts it in a very beautiful way, that when the archangel pronounced the words, you shall conceive in your womb and bear a son, and Our Lady gave her consent, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. Our Lady emanated three drops of blood from her. Her love was so intense. She emanated three drops of blood from her heart. And it's from those drops of blood that our Lord took his human nature. See, Our Lady is truly the mother of God. There in her womb with this act was the Son of God, yet fully human. And here it is at this point that Our Lady, that this, the prophecy of Isaiah, which we saw in the first reading, is fulfilled. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, a child, and shall be named Emmanuel. God is with us. God himself. And as you follow this episode of the Annunciation, we see here, I've repeated it many times in my homilies, but it's such a central point. The very first revelation in scriptures of all three persons of the Blessed Trinity. Note, when Our Lady asks how this shall be, how is she to be a virgin, remain a virgin, basically is what she's saying, and yet be a mother. That's why she is troubled at the greeting of the archangel. Well, it's even more than that, but because it's an unique greeting. No other creature has ever been called full of grace. No other creature was full of grace, or is, in that way, conceived without original sin, therefore full of grace. And Our Lady was troubled at that greeting. Now she's also troubled to hear the angel comes to her, a virgin, a young woman, who would come into her that way alone in prayer. the very humiliating thing. She's humbled. And then the angel calms her by calling her by name, Mary. Do not be afraid. But note, when she asks how this shall be, that she will remain a virgin and yet be a mother, the angel begins to explains it to her. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy Spirit, the Father, and the child to be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Will be called holy, the Son of God. All three persons are active here. By this work of all three persons of the Blessed Trinity, you see that intimate relationship of our Blessed Lady, which each person of the Blessed Trinity, this great mystery comes about. The Son of God is incarnate in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And then we note Our Lady's response. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. She is now given the highest, most exalted mission of any creature, to be the mother of God. And all that will entail, all the way to the redemption, all the way to standing near the cross of Christ. You see, the whole thing. That is to becoming not only his mother, the mother of God, which she truly is, but also in the order of grace, our mother as well. And what is our response? We saw that in the responsorial scene. You see how the liturgy puts it all together. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Praise be Jesus and Mary.